Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, from the Branded Group, let's say hello to Dean Funsale. How's it going?
How's it? Yeah, good. Good to be here.
Let's zoom out for a second and take this word brand, even branded.
Yeah.
If you could reconstruct the definition, what would you go with, Dean?
Sure, that's a big one. I mean, your branding is basically, it's who you are. I mean, whether it's a personal brand, whether it's a company brand, you know, it's a definition of what are you portraying to the marketplace. You build trust with it. You know, it's definitely the message of what you stand for. Whether it's integrity, is it a big brand? Is it a fun brand? What is it? So I think, your brand is very important in terms of the message you want to portray to your customer. Who are you targeting? What do you want? What's the message that you want to get across? So, like I say, whether it's a personal brand in terms of you as a DJ or whether it's a company, you got to send that right message across. So it's incredibly important to brand yourself correctly.
Beyond, companies and that, is everyone a brand?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Think about it. If you're a salesman out on the road and that, and you want to sell yourself, it's not just the product that you're selling. The product is a byproduct, but people buy into you. So if you go in there and you dress like a slob or whatever the case is, that's what they're going to see, if you have a funky brand as a person, people are going to take you as artistic or something. If you are, imagine a lawyer going into the courtroom with, sort of a bohemian type look, no one's going to take him seriously. So we as individuals definitely are our own brand,
and we're in control of that, right?
100%. Everything you decide what you want to portray, the message that you want to put across there, it's all in your hands. So if you decide you need to get a professional look out there, you need to, be the part, act the part, if you're one of these guys that make all these promises and don't deliver, that's the brand you're portraying. Integrity, honesty, all of that kind of stuff's important.
Tell me about approaching oneself as a brand, and we'll get into what you do at the Branded Group in a second.
No worries.
Approaching oneself as a brand, but as an evolving brand, and being able to adapt and change and learn and grow and figure out what it is that's going to work for you and what isn't going to work for you.
Well, I think that this actually comes into a different arena, something that I'm very, very pro, and that's self-development in that. One of the things which we'll get into the Branded Group and why we created it is definitely development of people, development of products, and all of that kind of stuff. So, as an individual, if you want to grow your brand, you need to decide, first of all, what is the message that you want to put across? And before you can even tackle that, you've got to take a hard, ugly look in the mirror and say, okay, who am I? Who am I as a person? What am I portraying at the moment? And then you need to look at about what you want to portray, and you got to, bridge that gap, and you got to decide, okay, this is who I want to be. This is what I want to portray. I think far too many of us are unconscious out there, and we're just going on, reactive on a day-to-day life.
It's probably because it's very difficult to consistently have objective, honest conversations with oneself. And also, we're creatures of habit. So what we, may have worn 10 years ago or done 10 years ago, or how we expressed ourselves 10 years ago, may very well be we're expressing ourselves
exactly
now.
In this day and age, everything is moving at such a rapid rate. From the market and industry through to technology. And with that comes the way, we have to do business, how we have to interact with people on a personal level. We have to be conscious about what it is that we want to achieve and who we want to be. And I think, unfortunately, far too many of us are not. It's important.
How do you consistently force yourself to have those honest conversations and, force yourself to keep evolving and not necessarily, do what you've done for the past however many years?
Sure. I think the first thing you have to do is you have to decide that you want it. Once you've made a decision, this is something you want, you have to constantly work at it. Change, development, growth, all of that kind of stuff takes effort. But it's a snowball effect. The more you put in, the more you get out, and it becomes easier and easier. All it is just it's building habits, So, you build a habit of maybe getting up early, or you build a habit of, doing motivational work, or you build a habit of, sitting down on a Sunday, working through your goals and reevaluating. Those are habits that you build over a period of time. And the more habits you build, and the more you sustain them, the easier it becomes. But you have to work at it.
Speaking like a true branding professional, and to a large degree as well, there's some entrepreneurial stuff coming through in what you're saying as well, which I know is a huge part of what your context has been thus far.
Yeah.
And that's actually the birth point of the Branded Group, is you venturing into the space and creating something where there was once nothing.
Yeah.
What is it exactly that was the vision for this, and what are you doing every day to realize that?
Well, I think one of the big things is passion. That's your first thing. You know, if you're going to tackle something, tackle it for the right reasons. If you're going to go into any sort of venture or entrepreneurship or any business and then you're purely going in for the money, you're going in for the wrong reasons and it's going to burn you eventually. Do what you love. You know, I know it's a tired saying and everybody says it, but you know, if you're passionate about something, you'll put more effort in. You know, if you have the drive is normally built from the passion. So know where you want to go, know what you want to have achieve, set those goals, build the dreams, work towards them, but make sure you do it for the right reasons. Know your why, you know? So, yeah.
So what do you do every day over at the Branded Group? Huh? Are you busy guys?
we keep ourselves busy there. There's a number of things. I mean, within the group at the moment, there's about 10 companies, both in locally and also cross-border. And we've changed the whole direction. So if you have a look in terms of the article I see in front that you've got there.
Yeah, nice piece about you in Entrepreneur Mag.
Thank you.
That was just last year this time.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Very interesting. A lot of has happened and sort of developed from there.
Well, this was very impressive. So if you've built on this in the space of 12 months, and that's very cool.
Thanks.
The article's titled Build It and They Will Come. And it's all about, your entrepreneurial venture with what you're doing at the Branded Group.
Thank you. Well, what we've done is now we've taken it a step further. I mean, one of the big factors that we battled with from the beginning and now we've identified this is our focus and our passion is in branding, okay? In terms of that particular company, it's a digital print house and does anything from, you know, your pillowcases through to your billboards and all of that kind of stuff and vehicles. So we battled with the back end, you know, in terms of your administration, your finance, your bookkeeping, your office space, all of that kind of stuff. So what we did is we created an incubator for other people who have got a passion in the branding industry in different elements, from a lady who does websites and design work through to somebody who's passionate about selling a lot of the products we do within the company. And we created the Branded Group. And what we do is we team up with budding entrepreneurs. We sort of create an incubator for them where we support them in the back end office, make sure that, you know, everything is happening there and they can focus on the stuff that they're good at, which is their passion and their business. And by that, we take a stake in their businesses as well. So we build in the group and their business at the same time.
You know, everyone speaks about and talks a really great game about entrepreneurship being the game changer in an African context, and the fact that it is the only thing that's really going to reposition our economy and take us from third world to first world. But why is it that you are investing so much of your energy, just as a person, in building other businesses and getting people to start businesses and create something where there was once nothing and throw the classifieds out?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons behind it. One of the things is, like I said, my personal biggest passion is developing people. You know, watching people grow as an individuals, and you know, my business partner at the moment, Himan, is an incredible observation of that. He joined me as an employee before and a fantastic graphics designer, and that was his reality at that stage. You know, and over the last 3 years, you know, just to watch the growth where this man can actually run a business on his own now completely. He's a completely different person. For me, that is my reward, to see that. Now, I've taken some of our employees and we've created businesses for them. We've got other people involved from outside the business as well. And now it's to watch them, give them an opportunity to actually develop themselves with the right support structures and that. So for me, I kind of get off on that. You know, that's the one thing. The other thing in terms of entrepreneurship, I just don't like to take instructions from people. So at the end of the day, yeah, the buck ends with me, but you know, I don't have to report to a boss.
I think it's really cool though that, you know, within a commercial space, you are creating these incubators and you're helping other people start businesses, because very often, you know, corporate South Africa or businesses in South Africa say, no, well, that's the government's job. And the government are there to start businesses. We're here to run businesses. Mm. What would your message be to companies that take that stance?
You know, I think everybody in South Africa has a responsibility to the country, you know, in terms of its success in different aspects. And I think, you know, big business have got the clout to do a lot more than I'm able to do, for example. And I think, you know, if they could, you know, there are companies out there that have programs similar to us, but there's a lot more red tape. It's a lot more difficult to get involved. Your hands are tied in a lot of areas where we try to create a freedom for you to run things like you need to, and for us to be a supportive system rather than a controlling system, which is a very different stance. So, you know, I would say there are a lot of big companies out there that can do a lot more, you know, and unfortunately, it doesn't always happen. You know, we found in the beginning when we started up in that we got very little support. You know, the banks, for example, you got to prove to them that you don't need the money and then they'll give it to you. You know, so there are alternative ways. There's always, always a way. Think outside the box and you'll find a solution.
Very, very cool. Well, listen, you walk the walk, you talk the talk, and you absolutely deliver, because so much of our Cliff Central identity is rooted in stuff that you've done for us.
Thank you.
Unbelievable stuff. Cool. Our sign downstairs, our sign outside is very, very cool. The pillows, everything. Like, he really does deliver.
Thanks.
So if you pick up this guy's product catalog overview, don't worry. It's all going to be exactly like what it looks like in the book. On a more serious note,
yeah.
If there is one piece of wisdom or advice that you really feel we need to be shoving down people's throats a hell of a lot more in South Africa, shoving down 50 million throats a hell of a lot more in the context of who we are and where we are as a nation, what would you want that sort of piece of information to be?
I think I'll break it down into two words: take responsibility. You know, and from that, we are so quick to blame. We're so quick to point fingers. We're so, you know, quick to, it's not my job. It's not my problem. It's not my responsibility. It's not my this, you know. So we shirk responsibility because it's hard work, you know. And I'm saying, as long as we have that attitude, nothing's going to change. Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for where you are in life as well as where everybody else is. You know, and whether that's improving your skills so you can get an increase in your current position or a promotion, or whether it's taking a risk and following your passion and opening a business, or, you know, hell, in your personal life, whether it's going and ask somebody out on a date that you wouldn't. You know, take responsibility for your life. And with that, the results, you know, they'll speak for themselves.
There you go. It's easy to lay the blame, but if you really want to get the most out of these 70, 80, 90, if you're lucky, 100 years, then maybe you need to take that advice there. It's been very cool having you stop by, Dean van Zyl. To keep up with everything that you're doing at the Branded Group, how do we connect with you?
Well, we're relaunching our new website at the end of this month. So, you know, that'll be up and running before close of month. In the meantime, info@thebrandedgroup.co.za, and everything comes through me.
Fantastic. Very, very cool. That there is a Dean van Zyl from the Branded Group. Dean, thank you so much for stopping by.
Pleasure. Good to be here. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.